What are the possibilities and what are you going to find with these additional techniques? Well, the pathologists, your pathologists, will refer with different terms to the same thing. That's the nature of pathologists, sorry about that. Levels. Levels just mean that when you have each slice of your lymph node, which is 1.5 to 2.5 millimetres thick, they will look at more than one level. One level H&E will just look at the top portion of that 2 millimetre slice. If you do levels or step sections or serial sections, they're all the same thing, they will actually cut in and look at additional pieces of that 2 millimetre thick slice. What that will mean is that there is an increased chance of them finding smaller deposits. However, I think it's important that they and we realise that even unless you look at every single slice of that lymph node, all you're doing is increasing your chances of finding micrometastases and indeed isolated tumour cells. And there is no way, unless you look at every single slice, that you will identify every single micrometastasis. The problem with that is, and you may say, well, why aren't the pathologists looking at all of those slices? If you want us to find isolated tumour cells, we're going to have to do about 300 or more sections from every single 1 centimetre lymph node. As you know, we invariably get 2 lymph nodes on average, so we're talking about 600 sections just from one case, and that's just, in the present circumstances, in most routine laboratories, just simply out of the question.